You there?
I'm here.
Oh shit! Finally, Jesus Christ! Fucking, was it all that bad? Jesus, took this fucking long.
Yeah, a little bit, I guess.
It's just like having you on the damn speakerphone. I have texted people out, like in my house or the apartment building is so old that it has like iron, like encased under the brick or something, because I get no reception. So I had to come out into the piece of shit car I just bought.
Oh, that's dedication.
Yeah, it happened. I just got a car. And I'll never do a Facebook posting again. I went to go do the emissions test, and it won't pass because the Cadillac converter sensor. I was like, oh, God. $1,200 part. Mercury's in retrograde, and my birthday's coming up, so I'm like, my chakras are all out of alignment, and I'm all messed up emotionally.
Your chakras?
Yeah. I'm joking, but like, you know what I mean? Like, Mercury's in retrograde. You don't do any readings, bro?
Yeah, no.
You don't have those popping up on your Insta feed?
Not exactly.
If you go on my feed, or when you explore, it brings up all kinds of, you know, energy postings or talking about emotional alignment, like or spiritual growth, or like empowerment, so that kind of shit.
Oh, that makes me feel bad, because all that comes up in mind is nerd stuff.
Well, I got, you know, but I need like self empowerment, like of I guess you break down your feelings so that they don't overpower you or your emotions, so that you break it down and see them what they are. And, you know. Or some of it could be just bullshit, but you know what I mean? You try to tear yourself up.
Yeah.
I've been trying to get a car going. I've been without a car for, let's say, since like January, February. And I went upside down on the last one. So I owe like $2,700 on a car loan. I don't have much debt, but it puts me in like a flux to where I can't get a loan without a cosigner, but I have no cosigners. So I can't get a car going. So it gets frustrating.
Oh, I hear that. It's always a pain in the ass.
Well, because it's that kind of shit where, like it's just, I don't, you know, when you're having to put a lot into these things, you know what I mean? It's really draining, because it's not, like, what I want to pay attention to.
Yeah.
But it's a necessity kind of shit. But when it's, like, uphill battles, it's like, I need to walk away from this because it's really draining me and putting me into a funk. Or a lot of that shit is the FICO scores, I don't bow down to it, because it only pays attention to your debt. It doesn't look at when you're paying rent or your utility bills for good standing or anything like that. It's just like your credit card, you know, your debt, you know. If it's in good interest of you, you hit walls. It's only to get in more debt that you can actually get somewhere with it.
That's not exactly true. I used to think that
way. It feels like that. That's the perception. But that's the perception. Like, you, when you're hitting walls and you don't have cosigners, you're like, fuck. You know, when you're not, what is it, financially or educated on this shit, you know?
Yeah, I mean, it took me a long time from when I was 18 to get a great credit score. And really, it's the only thing I would suggest is get something like a rewards card. Use it for your everyday transactions and pay it off that night at home. You're paying zero interest and you're building credit. Sorry, you're breaking up a lot.
But I've been riding for a couple of months and I got in really good shape and get to the point where I'm like, oh, okay, I need a car. And also,
hey.
Hey, Tyler. What happened?
I don't know. It started sounding really robotic and then it just disconnected.
Well, I don't know if maybe it's my phone because it's like all beat up and it's a Motorola or these, you know, we have shitty towers. But either way, how are things with you?
Things are going good. Just, you know, the busy family life. Work, school.
What's been going on?
Kids.
What do you mean? You're going to be like 40 and still going to school. What's going on with that?
Thanks, man.
Yeah, but every time I, like, every 3 years, you know, like, oh, I'm taking classes. Oh, I'm going to school. I'm like, what? You just dropped me off. You know what I mean? You would tell me at random times, like, actually, I just got my bachelor's in electronics. What?
I mean, it's a slow process when I can only take a class or two at a time, you know. But after Amelia was born and I wanted to get a better job, so I started taking one and two here and there when I could fit it in with work. And now I'm just a couple away from my bachelor's and then start working on my MBA.
On what?
Business.
What do you want to do in business?
That's a good question. Honestly, as it stands now, I'll probably get into city government management.
Okay, so just use it as a good standing to get
exactly,
in somewhere.
Because, I mean, I've been in business management.
No entrepreneur.
I mean, I'd like to down the line, but immediate future is just to buy a house for the kids.
Yeah. I've always respected that of you. You do what you got to do for you, man. I started having I think anxiety attack right now, or stressing myself out of nowhere, thinking about old shit. Or
why do you think that is?
Not enjoying this period of my life so much as the period before it being here. If I'm honest, you know, like wondering like if I can qualify or to have what I had going again, or one like questioning if I'm just a fuck up and I don't deserve good things like that or something sometimes.
I know it's easier to fall into that way of thinking, but you can't say you don't deserve good things. You work hard. You do what you need to do, and you're still always focused on your creative aspirations and helping people, and I think that's just a positive thing you got to keep at the forefront of your mind.
I miss having, like, stability, some sort of structure that gives you the family aspect that I still hold and took for you. You know what I mean? It fucking sucks, but
no, I get it.
Because it happened for the other person faster than it's happened for me, so then like you're kind of like, so what does that mean? Like, why did
someone I don't think qualifies to have what I should be having, but does. I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, it sucks.
No, that sucks. And it's, I can't say don't think that, but.
Well, because me and the guy knew each other and we didn't, I didn't like him. He rubbed me the wrong way. But then, like, if that person has what I, you know what I mean? Like, it really fucks with you, you know, like, what? Like, but that guy's like, like, you know what I mean? He doesn't qualify, but he does. You know what I mean? Like, it fucks with you, you know?
No, I get that.
But that's your perception as a man. You know, I was told that, you know what I mean? Like, it's
on a decision. Yeah, I mean, you're always going to take it from your point of view. Like,
oh, yeah, yeah. Like, and that was the hard part. And you knew you turned down some bad roads when a person you never thought would talk to you a certain way was. And you're like, oh okay. That woke me up.
Yeah.
But you know what I mean? Like, you know what I mean? You, like, you know, that did it.
And sometimes you just need a reality check to get you back in the right mindset.
It did. It really did. To hear that person just check me and tell me. But ever since then, it's weird. Like, I've just led myself astray or felt like it.
Yeah. You know what I mean?
Like, not having some sort of anchor, I was just like, I've been like, fuck, dude, this sucks. Or, you know, like, I found that, you know what I mean? I like that structure, I guess. But needed to go, I guess, growing pains.
Yeah. But I mean, the structure, though, you can put structure in any part of your life. You don't need another person to build that for you.
I'm having the femininity.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.